News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government has presented a budget of $774 billion for the 2018-19 fiscal year. The figure represents a $64 billion increase over the estimates of expenditure tabled last year. Details of the projections were outlined in the estimates of expenditure tabled in the House of Representatives by Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Audley Shaw, on Thursday. $560 billion has been allocated for recurrent or housekeeping expenses and $216 billion for capital or development spending. Of that amount, some $173 billion has been allocated to Capital A projects, while Capital B projects have been given $43 billion. The Ministry of Finance and the Public Service has been allocated the largest sum with $240 billion for recurrent expenses. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information gets the second largest amount with $103 billion for recurrent expenditure. The Ministry of National Security has received a total of $66 billion, while the Ministry of Health has been allocated a total of $64 billion. Meanwhile, the budget for the first time includes expenditure projections for the next three financial years. The government is in discussions with two major investors for the planting of over 2,000 acres of onions as part of a project to boost supplies for the domestic and export markets. Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Carl Samuda says one of the investors is interested in financing between 400 and 500 acres of land in St. Catherine, while the other is being encouraged to take up an additional 1,000 to 2,000 acres. The move forms part of efforts by the ministry to reduce food imports. Less than 15% of the domestic demand for onion is being filled by local farmers.
We want to produce at a scale in excess of our demand and export the balance. Our objective is to make agriculture a net foreign exchange earner. We're encouraging investors to look at the big acreages that we have to offer, where they can take up 400 or 500 acres.
The National Identification and Registration Authority regulations will be developed and tabled in the House of Representatives by September 2018. The regulations will accompany the act of the same name passed in Parliament last year. Governor-General Sir Patrick Allen says the regulations form part of a list of initiatives for the government under the National Identification System, NIDS, for the 2018-2019 legislative year.
Other initiatives for this year include 1, the acquisition of a national identification system to meet the business needs of the government of Jamaica and the private sector, and this will satisfy in particular the know your customer requirements of the financial sector. The continuation of the digitization of the records of the Registrar General's department. The development of processes to link the records of births and deaths to prevent identity theft.
And the Zones of Special Operations, ZOSO, in Mount Salem, St. James and Denham Town in Kingston are to be extended by a further period of 60 days. The extension for the Mount Salem ZOSO took effect on February 14, while the extension in Denham Town becomes effective February 28. The House of Representatives on February 13 approved two resolutions requesting the extensions, which were moved by Prime Minister Andrew Holness. Mr. Holness says the additional time is required for the intensified delivery of social services and infrastructure investment.
We accepted from the outset that the achievements in these areas could not be realized in the limited period allowed by the legislation. Nevertheless, it is important to note that the government's resolve to continue and extend the zone of special operations represent an important pillar, among other factors, to a long-term approach to reducing crime. It is not a quick fix.
This is the third extension for the Mount Salem zone, which became operational on September 1, 2017. This is the second extension for Denham Town in West Kingston. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.